Chapter 2. For yourselves have known, brethren, our entrance in unto you, that it did not become vain. But having both suffered before, and having been injuriously treated, as ye have known, in Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the good news of God in much conflict. For our exhortation is not out of deceit, nor out of uncleanness, nor in guile. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who is proving our hearts. For at no time did we come with speech of flattery, as ye have known, nor in a pretext for covetousness, God is witness. Nor seeking of men glory, neither from you, nor from others, being able to be burdensome, as Christ's apostles. But we became gentle in your midst, as a nurse may cherish her own children. So being desirous of you, we are well pleased to impart to you not only the good news of God, but also our own souls, because beloved ye have become to us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for, night and day working not to be a burden upon any of you, we did preach to you the good news of God. Ye are witnesses, God also, how kindly, and righteously, and blamelessly to you, who believe we became. Even as ye have known, how each one of you, as a father his own children, we are exhorting you, and comforting, and testifying. For you're walking worthily of God, who is calling you to his own reign, and glory. Because of this also, we do give thanks to God continually, that, having received the word of hearing from us of God, ye accepted, not the word of man, but as it is truly, the word of God, who also doth work in you, who believe. For ye became imitators, brethren, of the assemblies of God that are in Judea in Christ Jesus, because such things ye suffered, even ye, from your own countrymen, as also they from the Jews, who did both put to death the Lord Jesus, and their own prophets, and did persecute us, and God they are not pleasing, and to all men are contrary, forbidding us to speak to the nations that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always. But the anger did come upon them, to the end. And we, brethren, having been taken from you for the space of an hour, in presence, not in heart, did hasten the more abundantly to see your face in much desire. Wherefore we wished to come unto you, I indeed Paul, both, once and again, and the adversary did hinder us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye before our Lord Jesus Christ in his presence? For ye are our glory, and joy.